మీ మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత. మనో మే వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం. ఆవిరావీర్మయే ధీమ్ వేదస్య మహాణీస్తః శృతం మే మా ప్రహాసీ. అనేనాధీతేన అహోరాత్రాన్ సందధామి. ఋతం వదిష్యామి, సత్యం వదిష్యామి, తన్మామవతు తద్వక్తారమవతు. అవతు మాం, అవతు వక్తారమవతు వక్తారం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. పేజ్ 19, మంత్ర నెంబర్ 1. ఆత్మా వా ఇదమేక ఏవ అగ్రే ఆసీత్. ఆత్మా వా ఇదమేక ఏవ అగ్రే ఆసి, నాన్యత్ కించన మిషత్. సైక్షత లోకాన్ను సృజాయితి, స ఇమాం లోకాన సృజత. ది ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర ఈస్ రివీలింగ్ ద పరమాత్మ ఈస్ ద జగత్ కారణం. ఆత్మా, ద ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ occurring in the first mantra, that Atma is Paramatma ityarthaha. Paramatma eva va means why, emphasis. Idam eka eva agre asit. First I'll give you the meaning of this mantra, then I'll give the significance of this mantra. Paramatma alone asit. Asit means lung, past tense, was there. Paramatma alone was there. That means agre means purvam. Agre means purvam. Agra asit is there. Because of sandhi rule, it is agre, means before. Idam agre means, idam means this world. This world, before this creation, anartha. Before this creation. Before this creation, who was there? Atma eva asit. Before this creation, coming into arrival, what was there before? No, Atma was there. Atma, eka, eva, that words are very significant. Eka means Atma alone was there, that is one. One Atma alone was there. Eka means swagata bheda rahitahana. Three words I'll give. What are the Vedas? Then I'll explain later. Eka indicates Atma was free from swagata bheda, internal differences. That eka indicates atma alone was there without any internal differences. Eka swagata bheda rahitaha. Then second word eva indicates sajatiya bheda rahitaha. Atma alone was there without any second jati, its own jati. Second atma is not there. Eva means sajatiya bheda rahitaha. Then nanyat na anyat kinchana. This word indicates vijatiya rahitaha atma. Highly technical, I'll explain. Okay. Na anyat kinchana. There is nothing else other than atma. Na kinchana anyat. Anyat means differently. Na kinchana. Nothing was there. Only atman. How to understand this? Swagata bheda means internal difference, I said. Just as we have body, human body, legs, hands, these are all internal differences. Hand is not leg, leg is not hand, hand is not head, head is not leg. So these are all differences, internal differences. In one body itself, there are many differences. They are called swagata bhedam, internal differences. Similarly, you take a plant or a tree. The tree has got internal differences. Leaves, branches, flowers, fruits. Even one tree has got lot of internal differences. Swagata bhedam. Like that, atma is not having any differences because it is partless. That which has got parts only can have internal differences. That which is free from parts, niravayavam, atma, cannot have internal differences. That is why ekahan, swagata bheda rahitam. Just like human body, like tree and all, they have internal differences. Atma doesn't have parts, therefore there are no internal differences, therefore ekaha, atma ekaha. Then eva vijati swajatiya sajatiya means human being, another human being. It is called sajati. Coconut tree, mango tree is sajati. Tree or plant kingdom. In plant kingdom itself, there are different trees. All are plant kingdom only, but they have jati is same, sajati, but bheda is there. Coconut tree is not mango tree, mango tree is not banyan tree. So trees are different. Similarly, human beings also, male, female, even though we are all human beings, bheda is there, sajatiya bheda is there. In one fish jati itself, there are so many varieties of fish. Fish jati is one, but there are so many varieties of fishes. We see sajatiya bheda. Animals also, birds also. Parrot is not sparrow, sparrow is not a parrot. Even though they are all pakshi jati, jati is one, but there are differences. One bird is different from another bird. Sajatiya bheda. Like that, atma can have sajatiya bheda. There is another species called atma. One species atma, this is another species atma. You cannot say. Because atma is ekaha eva sajatiya bheda rahitaha. So swagata bheda rahitaha, sajatiya bheda rahitaha. There is no another species called any other kingdom also, you can go to Mars, there is one Atma. You cannot say, Atma is only one. Sajatiya bheda rahitaha. Then vijatiya. Vijatiya means different jatis. Plant kingdom is different, animal kingdom is different, human bodies are different, different jatis, different species. 84 lakhs of species are there. One species is different from another species. Vijati, different species. Like that, is there anything other than Atma, second thing? Vijati. Atma, different from Atma, are there anything? Na kinchana. Even a wee bit. Wee bit, second thing is not there. Even an iota, a different thing is not available really. Therefore, eka svajati svagata bheda rahitaha atma ekaha. Atma eva asit means atma eva asit sajatiya bheda rahitaha atma eva asit. Nak anyat kinchana means atma alone was there, no vijati also. All these Svagata Bheda, Sajatiya Bheda, Vijatiya Bheda are possible in the world. But with regard to Atma, these are not possible. That is the significance of these words. Eka, Eva, Nakinchat, Anyatananda. Acharya writes in his Vashyam, elaborate Vashyam. The first mantra is the crux of this whole Upanishad. That's why for this mantra itself, Acharya spends a lot of time. Later Srishti only topic, what are all born, only it comes. This is why this mantra has got a lot of depth and very, very important. So we have to study very slowly this mantra. Once you cross this mantra, everything is simple. So, Atma eva, eka eva, kinchanana anyat, asit. Asit is asadhatoho lung. Asit was there. When before the creation, Paramatma alone was there. So what, saha ikshata lokan srija iti. Saha Paramatma. Saha means that Paramatma. Ikshata. This is the Arsha Prayogam. Ikshata. It is Aikshata. Grammatically, Aikshata alone is correct. You need not correct the mantra. Mantra, you should not touch it. Ikshata, you have to understand it is Aikshata. It is not printing mistake. Visualized. Saha Paramatma visualized. Visualized means what? Sankalpaha Kritavan. Saha Paramatma Sankalpaha Kritavan. Visualized. Just as we visualize mentally whether to do this or not to do this, well, by this house plan and all, we visualize. Mundakopanishad visa. Tapasa chiyate brahma. There I said tapasa means visualized. Similarly, saha aikshata means visualized. One more word is there. Anyat kinchana mishat is there. Mishat means winking. Winking. Eyelids winking is called mishat. Unmesha nimishotpanna they say, no? Vipanna Bhuvanavadi. Unmesha Nimisha means what? Opening your eyes, closing your eyes. That is called Unmesha Nimesha. Mish Dhatu. Mish means winking. To wink. That Mishat word indicates Chetanam. Chetanam. Opening the eyes. Means na anyat kinchana mishatana. The anyat jiva rasi was not there. before the creation. It was in unmanifest form. No jivarasi. Here mishatu you can take two meanings. Even though winking indicates that is savyaparaha. It is a vyapara, activity. Blinking is an activity. Yes? Winking is an activity, vyapara. Savyaparaha. That means whatever it winks, it is called chetanam. Jivas are sentient. They have activity. Mishat means all these jivas were in unmanifest form before the creation. All the jivas were all in unmanifest form. Na anyat kinchana mishat means what? These jivas, winking jivas, these bodies and minds were not there. Before the creation, Atma eva asit. So, you can supply, even though the word is Mishat, activity, Chetana, Jivarasi, you can supply Acharam also. Even Avyapara, that which does not have activity, Pat Jadavastu. All these, Bhogya Prapancha also was not there. Bhoktru Prapancha also was not there. Bhogya Prapancha also was not there. Chara, achara, nartha. Charam moving, that which can blink. That is why when baby born immediately, it has to open the eyes. Kannu taranda, appara, happy. Otherwise, it is as good as dead. Isn't it? That's why if you open means you are alive, nartha. Alive means what? Activity. Blinking. Blinking means you are alive, you are sentient, you are chetanam. And these insentient acharam also were not there before the creation. Atma eva. Atma va eka eva agre before the creation. Idam agre means before this creation. It was there. Alone. Mishate. Saha Atma Aikshata visualized. What? Lokan nu Srija iti. Let me create the 14 lokas. Lokan means these 14 lokas. Srija. Here also Sandhi rule. It is Srijai. It is Srijai. Srija is there. Srijai you have to write. Srijai. Uttama Purusha Ekavachana. Let me create. Let me create Srijai iti. Srijai, Srijavahai, Srijamahai. So this is the U means again emphasis. U means emphasis. Let me become many or let me create many. Srijai iti. Here, Srijai means that indicates let me create is called Srishti. Let me become many is called Anupravesha. Two words we have to note here in this mantra. Srijai means Srishti. Srija, Srijai, let me become many. There it is hidden. Anupravesha is hidden. That word is not used. But Atma only enters behind every body and every mind. Paramatma alone enters behind every body and every mind. Now, I have to tell you all the important corollaries, ideas you have to extract. Next line also, that only, second mantra, first line. Saha iman lokan asrujata. Saha paramatma created these lokas, iman lokan. All these lokas he created. All these lokas he has created. Now, we will see the significance of this mantra. Vedanta is talking about Srishti and Anupravesha. Srishti introduction is accepted by all other systems of philosophies. But Atma as Nimitta Karanam, Upadana Karanam, they won't accept. We are all Chetana Karana Vadis. Atma is Chetanam. Atma alone is, Paramatma alone is Upadana Karanam. Paramatma alone is Nimitta Karanam. Chetana Paramatma, that is very important. Chetana Paramatma alone is Jagat Karanam. Once you say Chetana Paramatma is Jagat Karanam, Jagat is Karyam. Jagat is Karyam. The product. Upanishad wants to say, this Jagat, what you are seeing now, Idam Jagat, Purvam, means Agre Purvam, Paramatma Rupena Asit. So, Paramatma Rupena Asit means this Jagat was there before in the form of Paramatma. Karana Rupena Asit, in the causal form. Paramatma, as Nimitta Karanam, Upadana Karanam, he was there. The same Paramatma who was there before creation, Karana Rupena, same Paramatma gets new name, the world Karya Rupena Bhati. Idanim Karya Jagat Rupena Bhati. So Upanishad introduced the Srishti, the creation. There is no tatparyam in creation, I said in the last class. Don't probe into Srishti too much. Real Srishti, it is unreal Srishti, don't probe into that. Shruti Vakyam is there about Srishti. Atma, so kamayata. From Atma only everything is born, Upanishad says. आत्मनः आकाशसंभूतः आकाशाद्वायुः वायोरग्निः अग्निरापः अद्भ्यः पृथ्वी. होल प्रोसेस, पंचीकरणं त्रिवृत्करणं. ऐ सेड सो देयर इज नो तात्पर्यम इन द सृष्टि. सृष्टि इज इंट्रोड्यूस्ड बाय शास्त्र ओनली टू एस्टाब्लिश जगन मिथ्यात्वम. दिस इज द फाउंडेशन. ऐ एम पुटिंग ए स्ट्रांग फाउंडेशन. You have to catch this point to understand the entire Vedanta. Shastra introduce Srishti, Jagat Srishti, only to establish Jagan Mithyatvam. The whole world is Karyam. It's created from Atma. It is saying what for? No, in the Jagat is not real. அது எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் பண்ணுறதுக்காக தான். டு எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் நாட் ரியல், ஃபார் தட் பர்பஸ் சாஸ்திரா இன்ட்ரடியூஸ் சிருஷ்டி. ஹவு? நவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஹவு சாஸ்திரா இன்ட்ரடியூஸ் சிருஷ்டி டு எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் த வேர்ல்ட் ஆஸ் மித்யா. நவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு கோ பிஹைண்ட் தட் திஸ் பாயிண்ட். வாட் இஸ் தட்? வாட் இஸ் த இன்டென்ஷன் ஆஃப் சிருஷ்டி? What is the intention of Shruti in introducing the Srishti? Atma is Karanam. Paramatma is Karanam. Jagat is Karyam, a product. Karanam and Karyam, Karya Karana Sambandha is there between Paramatma and Jagat. Okay? Between Paramatma and Jagat, there is Karya Karana Sambandha. Jagat is Karyam. Paramatma is Karanam. Karana Karya Sambandha or Karya Karana Sambandha. Cause-effect relation. Okay. Now this cause-effect relation is introduced. First Paramatma is Karanam. Jagat is Karyam. Karya Karana Sambandha is there. First step. Now, next step, Karanam and Karyam, what are the differences? Now we have to see what are the differences between karanam and karyam. This is analyzed elaborately in Shastra, a fundamental foundation in that Shastra, karya karana sambandha, this jagat and paramatma. You see the differences now. First we understand the examples, then we go to darshtanta. You take few examples. First, clay and pot, our good old example. Clay and pot. Clay is karanam, pot is karyam, product. Gold is karanam, ornaments are products. Wood is karanam, furniture is product. Desk, bench, all products. So like this you take in the world, they have their own karanam, they have their own products. Clear? Now, let us see. Karanam clay, karyam product, karyam pot. Now, let us go with this example, one example. Now, what are the differences? Karanam is ekaha, karyam anekam. Earthenwares are many, but its cause, all earthenwares cause is one. In Bommala Kolu, you kept from top to bottom lot of bommai, different forms, and you see whole thing is clay only. All are made out of clay. Okay? You are keeping all gold bommai, golden cholalam. We cannot keep all gold bommai. Okay, you will keep clay. You sit in front of Bommala Kolu and see all are nothing but clay. But how many forms are there? Dashavataram, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Devi, Shiva, fruits. So many forms. Anekam. But behind all of them, behind all bommai, one karanam, ekaha, karanam, mrutu, mruteva karanam. This is the first difference. Karanam ekam, karyam anekam. Difference number one. Number two, karanam is saram, karyam is asaram. Karanam alone is the pith, essence. There is no saram, substantiality in karyam, separate from karanam. The substantiality of the pot is the substantiality of the clay. Yes, the sara of the pot is nothing but clay. Can pot have separate essence? No. Separate substantiality? No. Clay alone is having substantiality. Pot doesn't have independent existence of clay. Clay can exist without pot, but pot cannot exist without clay. That is called substantiality. Satta. That is called substantiality. Without pot form, bomba form, clay can exist. Can that Devi, Bommai, all Shiva, Rama, what Bommai you have kept, can they exist without clay? They cannot exist. Therefore, who is having saram? All these names and forms are having saram, or its cause is having saram? Cause alone. That's why karanam is saram, karyam is asaram. Pithless. Essenceless. This is the second difference. It is only a nama rupa halo. It is halo. Non-substantial. World is also, later we have to apply all these. That is why note all the points in example. Same you have to supply to the world and Brahman. Number two, karanam is nityam. Karanam is nityam, always exist. Whereas karyams, aneka karyams, they won't exist all the time. They perish, forms may go away, but clay exists. Without form, without name, clay exists. But pot is anityam. Karyam, anityam, karanam, nityam. Third difference. Then fourth difference, karanam is satyam, karyam is mithya. Fourth difference, karanam is satyam, karyams are all mithya. Because they are not satyam. This is the fourth difference. Fourth difference. Then karyam is asatyam mithya means what here? The mithya we have to understand carefully. Mithya means unreal. Unreal. Unreal means what type of unreality it is? No? It is not having substantiality of its own, only it is experientially real, but not factually real. On inquiry, it loses its reality. Experientially real, it is not absolutely real. All of us are experiencing the pot, therefore experientially real. Anubhava drishtya satyam, parantu paramarthika drishtya mithya. Whatever is experientially real, but on inquiry its reality goes away, it is called mithya. What is mithya? Mithya is that which appears, but it doesn't have real existence of its own. Marriage water, rope snake, it appears. Seashell, that's Shukti Rajatam, they all appear, but on inquiry, they disappear. Similarly, pot also, it appears. Now tell me, is there a pot? Really, is there a pot? If you say it is there, pot is there, then I say there is only clay, there is no pot. Clay alone appearing as pots. Other than clay, there is no pot. So clay alone, in a different form, it gets a name, pot. Pot is another name for clay. So clay pot, what type of pot is this? Clay pot. You give an adjective to the pot. Clay pot. Clay becomes an adjective property. Pot becomes the noun. Correct grammar. But Shastra says wrong grammar this is. The clay is the noun. The clay now appearing as pot, potty clay. Not a clay pot. Potty clay. That clay which is appearing as pot, pot is an adjective, clay is the noun. So, whatever is anityam, whatever is anekam, whatever is aswatantram, karanam is swatantram, karyam is aswatantram. You can take fifth point also. Like that, so many are there. Important points we can note enough. Karanam svatantram, karyam paratantram. That which independently exists is satyam. That which dependently exists for its existence is mithya, paratantram. Yat yat paratantram, tat tat mithya. Whatever is dependently existing is mithya. What is dependently existing? It is existing dependently upon what? Pot can be there as long as there is clay. Pot can be there as long as there is clay. But clay can exist without pot. Clay can exist without pot. Yes? Drishtanta is clear? Same apply to gold also. Gold is one, ornaments are many. You go to Tangamaliyai. ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் மெனி, காரியம்ஸ் ஆர் மெனி, காரணம் இஸ் ஒன். காரணம் ஏகம் ஸ்வர்ணம் அநேக ஆபரணானி. The second point was what? Saram. Gold is the essence of all ornaments. Ornaments do not have their own essence other than gold. They are asaram. All ornaments are by themselves, they are asaram. But saram is gold only. Karanam, swarnam, karya, abharanani. So, karya abharanani doesn't have their saram without gold. So, who is that saram in the ornament? Gold. You are wearing ornament or gold? Gold only you are wearing in the form of chain, ornament. Now, karanam, swarnam is satyam, karyam, ஆபரணம் இஸ் அசத்தியம் மித்யா. இட் இஸ் சத்தியம், இட் இஸ் மித்யா. ஆபரணம் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் கோல்ட் அலோன். கோல்ட் அலோன் இஸ் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் ஆபரணம். தேர்ஃபோர் காரணம் இஸ் சத்தியம் சர்வதா, காரியம் இஸ் நாட் சத்தியம், இட் இஸ் அசத்தியம். ஸோ ரியல்லி ஸ்பீக்கிங், காரணம் அலோன் இஸ் காரியம். காரியம் டசன்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் செப்பரேட்லி. Therefore, karanam is, swaranam is nityam, swaranam is satyam, abharanam is anityam. That is why you melt again, do another form, you know. You give to goldsmith and make it another form. It is anityam. Because old grandmother or some mother-in-law gave some old ornaments. She got from her mother-in-law, she got from her mother-in-law. Who will wear that much weight nowadays? Therefore, you melt it. And make it new minor chain. எல்லாருக்கும் ஒரு மைனர் செயின் போட்டுடணும். You have changed the form. So, காரியம் is அனித்யம். அனித்யம் அசத்தியம், it changes. But what will not change? Gold is gold ever. It is நித்யம், சத்தியம். Last point also what we saw, காரியம் is ஸ்வதந்திரம். காரணம் இஸ் ஸ்வதந்திரம், காரியம் இஸ் அஸ்வதந்திரம். கோல்டு கேன் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் வித்தவுட் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ், பட் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ் கெனாட் இண்டிபெண்ட்லி எக்ஸிஸ்ட் வித்தவுட் கோல்டு. அப்ளை டு த வுட் அண்ட் ஃபர்னிச்சர். நவ் வாட் இஸ் த கரோலரி? காரியம்ஸ் ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட் அவஸ்தா ஆஃப் காரணம். அவஸ்தா பேதா ஏவ அஸ்தி நது வஸ்து பேதா. Substance difference is not there. In Karanam and Karyam, Avastha Veda is there. You can take another example also. Water alone is in ice form, vapor form, bubble form. Avastha Veda is there. But Vastu Veda, not there. In vapor also water, in steam also water, in bubbles also water, in moisture also water, in ice cream also water, wave also water, rain also water. Everything is water, water, water. But vapor, bubble, ice, these are all avastha bhedas. Similarly, pot is an avastha bheda. Earthenwares are only avastha bheda. Adi oru avastha, adi oru state. This is a pot state. Karyams are having avastha. So, karana alone appearing in different avasthas. Avastha bheda eva asti natu vastu bheda. Now, finally, all this explanation for what purpose? Na? Karanam satyam karyam mithya. Establishment. Now, come to Darshtanta. Are you ready to take up that what? Dashtanta. You must be courageous now. Paramatma is karanam. Jagat is karyam. Paramatma is karanam ekam. Jagat karyam anekam. Appearing. Point number one. Paramatma is nityaha. Eternally there. வேற ஜெகத்து காரிய நாம ரூப பிரபஞ்ச சராச்சர பிரபஞ்ச காரிய பிரபஞ்ச அனித்யம் நாட் எட்டர்னல் நாட் எட்டர்னல் அனித்யம் we are seeing all forms are going again new forms are coming names and forms are disappearing going and coming whole world is but nothing but nama rupam nama rupam karyams are anityam karanam paramatma is nityam karana paramatma is saram the essence the pith of this entire jagat which is karyam jagat means what gachyati iti jagat gam dhatu gat jagat is there no gat gam dhatu nandu it has come gam means that which moves it has got arrival and departure all karyams have got arrival and departure yes all karyams have got arrival and departure jagat is that which has got arrival and departure nama rupas are going and coming but their karanam jagat is an avastha vyakta avastha paramatma in karya avastha is called jagat paramatma in karya avastha is called jagat why go to example again swarnam alone in its karya avastha called swarnam alone in its karya avastha is called as ornament clay alone in its karya avastha called as pot earthenware wood alone in its karya avastha called as furniture water alone in its karya avastha called as ice vapor steam bubble wave etc etc avastha bheda alone is called karyam in karana avastha there is no avastha it is bijavastha therefore prapancha karanam is karyam karyam is karanam they are not different avastha bhedaha only karya karana madhye sat nitya anityatva sara asara satya asatya swatantra paratantra bheda all are seemingly appearing the world is karyam now you see world can exist without paramatma you said pot cannot exist without clay you said ornaments cannot exist without gold you said furniture cannot exist without wood that means what you have already got agreement with me karyam cannot exist separate from its cause you agreed with me or not karyams cannot exist separate from their karanam so world is the karyam product it cannot exist separate from brahman paramatma really speaking vyakta paramatma karya jagat rupena vartate வ்யக்த பரமாத்மா காரிய ஜகத் ரூபேண வர்த்ததே வ்யக்த மீன்ஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங் காரண பரமாத்மா பிகேம் த வேர்ல்ட் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் வேர்ல்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு பிரிங் த எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ் ஆஸ் யூ ஆர் லிசனிங் தாஷ்டாந்த காரண பரமாத்மா இந்த கோல்டு கிளே அப்படியே மனசில் இருக்கணும் காரண பரமாத்மா ஜெகத் ரூபேண ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ் எர்த்தன்வேர்ஸ் ஃபர்னிச்சர் அந்த எப்படி சொன்னாலும் அதே மாதிரி சொல்லணும் வெக்த ரூபேண ஜெகத் ரூபேண திருஷ்யதே நது வாஸ்தவிக சிருஷ்டி பரந்து அஸ்வதந்திரதையா நிஸ்சாரம் அசாரம் இட் டசன்ட் ஹாவ் சாரம் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் ஓன் இட் டசன்ட் ஹாவ் இட்ஸ் ஓன் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் doesn't have its own substantiality it doesn't have independent existence world doesn't have independent existence of brahman why world is brahman why pot doesn't have independent existence? Tell me. Why pot doesn't have independent existence? Pattimandram. 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 Why pot doesn't have independent existence? Because it is depending upon clay. Therefore, similarly you have to say, world doesn't have independent existence of its own other than its karanam, Brahman Paramatma. One world is appearing in many form ways. Yes, pot is also appearing. Earthenware also appearing. Ornaments are also appearing. Because they are appearing, can you say they are different from gold? They are different from clay? But what you have to understand, even though they are appearing, even though they are appearing, they are asaram, anityam, asatyam, aswatantram, anekam. You have to remember. Similarly, world is also asaram, anekam. 14 lokas, 84 lakhs of species. Even your thumbprint is different from your husband's thumbprint. Anekam. One mother gives birth to the children, each one is different. Minds are different, all are different. Karyams are anekam. Karyams can come and go. World, nama, rupa, species come and goes. Their karanam is one Paramatma. They cannot exist without Paramatma. Therefore, Paramatma is available in the form of world. Clay is available in the form of pot. Clay is available or not now? Available. What you are seeing now in my hand? Clay you are seeing or pot you are seeing? I am seeing clay which is in the pot form. Correct? Simple. I am seeing the clay which is in the pot form. Similarly, you must say, I am seeing the Paramatma in the world form. The Jagat Rupena Paramatma Sarvada Labhyate. All earthenwares are available, nothing but clay alone. Clay is available in all earthen forms. Ornaments are nothing but gold. Gold is available. When you go to Thangamaligai, what is available? Gold or ornaments? No, Swami, I get ornaments only, no gold. And can you say that? No. You are seeing only gold. Saram, Nityam, Satyam, Swatantram. Similarly, we are seeing the Paramatma only now. But we do not know that. World doesn't exist other than Paramatma. For this purpose only, Srishti is introduced. Nothing else. There is no tatparyam. After taking payasam, you crush the cup and throw it away. Srishti is like a cup. Adhyaropa. Adhyaropa. Srishti prakaranam is adhyaropa. Then Shastra says, Srishti is not there really speaking. Only avastha bheda. What big Srishti happens? Creation, creation. People go on talking on and on. Creation irka illiyana. We are not interested in creation. Why? Because there is a disparity in creation. One Srishti, Upanishad says there are 5 elements created first. Another Upanishad says there are 3 elements created next. Like that, there are a lot of different process of presentation in creation. Why? And Upanishads knows there is no tatparyam in the Srishti. Why I have to break my head? 5 elements are, 3 elements are, 1 element are, no element, I don't bother. I want to get karana karya sambandha. Karanam is satyam, karyam is mithya. Purpose is served. Payasam nalla kudichi anandama iru. Appra cup vandu throw it out. Don't carry the cup. Cup romba alaga irukke enna. Cup la taatpariyam kediyadu. Payasam la da taatpariyam irukke. Adhe maadhiri srishti prakarana topic in the Upanishad is only to introduce Jaganmithyatvam. In the Jagat Mithyani Cholanamanna, Karyakarana topic must be introduced. Karyakarana once introduced, Karanam is Satyam, Karyam is Mithya can be taught. Now I have taught. Have I given the teaching or not? Karyakarana. Nella irukka. What you are wearing dress, that is also karyam. What is satyam? Thread is satyam. Karanam is satyam. The dress can never exist separate from the karanam. You can take plenty of examples, not one or two. Plenty. Hundreds of examples you take, the whole universe is that only. Karanam, karyam. Karanam, karyam. Now, this is one phase. Srishti introduced. By the Shruti. What purpose? Karya karana sambandha dvara karya mithyatva nirnayaha sampadyate. We can arrive at the karyam world is unreal. Jagat Srishti is unreal. Nothing. Paramatma alone appearing as world. That is why in Hinduism sarvam kalvidam brahma. Now you understand? Without listening this, can you dare enough to say everything is Brahman? Without understanding, you may do lip movement. Lip movement can never work. You have to study Upanishads. Mundaka, Kena, Katha, Kaivalya. Actually, this is advanced Upanishad. Taittiriyam, Mandukya, all mudichittu dhaan sollanum. I hope some of you have attended my Taittiriyam, Mandukyam also, and you have background, that's why I dare enough to take. If you have not gone through, please listen the previous my Upanishads. Now, next phase we have to enter. What is the next phase? Anupravesha. Anupravesha means what? Body and mind, behind that, this Paramatma Chetanam Brahma enters, as it were, enters. Chetanam Brahma. Chetanam Brahma Satchidananda, all pervading. That is why bodies are created. Jivas are not created. Jivas are anadi. Jivas can never be created. Jivas are anadi. Beginningless time, jivas are there. Just they appear with new body. New body they wear and come. So bodies, new bodies you are taking as srishti. It is not srishti. No one can create newly anything. That's why anupravesha is meant for jivasya brahma bodhanartham anupravesha. Jivasya means this jiva is none other than Brahman alone. Jivasya brahma bodhanartham. That Paramatma alone behind every body and everybody in the form of jivatma. Small part you say, no? Small part or big part or what is the essence? Clay alone. Therefore, Paramatma, totally all-pervading Paramatma, when he is available in behind one body, that Paramatma is Chetanam, sentient, gets the name Jivatma. Jivatmas are not born. Paramatma alone gets the name, because Paramatma is all-pervading or not? Paramatma is all-pervading. Since Paramatma is all-pervading, Satchidananda Paramatma, that is why Paramatma is the Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam of this Jagat. Chetana Paramatma eva material cause and intelligent cause of this universe. But it is very difficult for many other systems of philosophies to accept. They never say Paramatma is the material cause. They take it Jada Prakriti as material cause. We take Vedantins take Paramatma, Chetana Paramatma alone, intelligent cause, because Aikshata. Aikshata means what? Visualized. A sentient entity can visualize or insentient entity can visualize? Tell me. The desk cannot visualize. Insentient thing cannot visualize. Was sentient. Who can think? Sentient or insentient? Visualize means what? Thinking. Sankalpa. So a sentient entity alone can visualize. Therefore, Paramatma is Nimitta Karanam, intelligent enough to visualize. Let me become many. Like many Jivatmas. So every Jivatma is none other than Paramatma. Same Paramatma alone is Upadana Karanam also. There is no Upadana Karanam separate from Paramatma like spider. Just as the spider alone is the intelligent cause of the web, spider alone is the material cause of the web. Nowhere it goes outside to create the web, spider web. Similarly, Bhagavan never goes outside for material, like a goldsmith goes for gold, pot maker goes for clay. Like that, Bhagavan need not go outside. Paramatma alone manifest. But we, the Jivatmas, think, I am a Jivatma. Shastra says, recognize you are Paramatma alone in the name of Jivatma. That's all. Ocean, drop. Paramatma is like ocean. Jivatmas are like drops. Are you Jivatman or Paramatma now? Paramatma only. Not Jivatma. There is no Jivatma other than Paramatma. There is a pot other than clay? No. Is there ornament other than gold? No. Is there Jivatma other than Paramatma? No. Not possible. Because of our Ajnana, we are in Ajnana from Janmas and Janmas continuing. In Ajnana, I am a Jiva, ordinary individual suffering in this body. Body suffers. I, the Jivatma, who is none other than Paramatma, never touched by the body, which is lower order of reality. It is Vyavaharika Satyam. I am Paramarthika Satyam. That pot can disturb the clay. Pot can disturb the clay. Can your ornament disturb the gold? How can it disturb itself? How Jivatma can disturb the Paramatma himself? I am Paramatma. This is called Aham Brahma Asmi. I am Saraha, Nityaha, Satyaha, Swatantraha. Body is Asatyam, Anityam, Asaram, Aswatantram. Never take yourself as a body. Okay? You will become Anityam, Asaram, Aswatantram. Therefore, claim I am Brahman. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.